greatest battlefield right now for you is in your mind, going back and forth with yourself, trying to figure things out, building more false bridges. Time for that to end. Everything you need is there. Just stop, take a deep breath, and let it come to you. It's that easy. You cannot build it or make it or fabricate or anything like that, but you can stop and let it come to you. And it will. It has to. It has to. So the one right now I want to address here, the issue that many of you are struggling with, something that FM is going to address in a few weeks at our gathering, but your physical issues right now. A lot of you faced with very difficult physical issues. A lot of you just with the aches and pains. Let's stop for a moment now and do this kind of marab for the physical issues. Let's bring the lights down, the music up. I say that, okay, these physical issues that you have, they're yours. They're yours. There's something you like. Maybe like isn't the right word, but something that you're still getting from the suffering of the physical body. There's something that is maybe reminding you how human you are and what a kind of a false state that is. But if you're having a physical issue, cancer, diabetes, heart problems, aches and pains, whatever it happens to be, you want people to kind of feel sorry for you, and you want to feel sorry for yourself. There's no place in it anymore. Your body is responding to your need for attention by giving you that. And you say, well, no, I don't like the pain. Yeah, you do. Otherwise, it would not be there. You are a sovereign being. And even though you've come down or descended or whatever you call it into physical matter, it doesn't take away that you're truly a sovereign being. And that it's all your energy and it's there to serve you. There's physical issues going on in your body. I don't care what it is, digestive issues or gout or earaches or whatever. It's because you're still holding on to them. And then you get so in the fog about it, how it ever got there in the first place, what it's doing, and it's so overwhelming to your mind to say, I don't know, I just have this thing. I don't like it and I don't want it. And maybe you take some medications or whatever for it. But damn it, you're still finding something in it. It's time to get over that. We're going to bench, and I don't want to be benching with wheelchairs and canes. I want to see healthy masters sitting on these park benches. You might be getting what senior, as they call it. That's fine. A little bit of gray hair goes a long way when in perception that people have. But health issues? I was going to say, what's wrong with you? But, well, you already know. You got this health issue. And damn it, it's got to be gone. Now, you don't have to go in and figure out what it's doing to serve you. Because then you're going to get back into that duality battlefield of the mind, and you'll never figure it out. But you can tell yourself that you are absolutely done with it. It's not serving you. It's not what you're choosing. And it needs to be gone. And then, damn it, expect that it's going to be gone. Expect that there's a transformational process that includes the bending and shaping of time. Basically, as you say, going into the future, but occurring right now, that resolves this issue. Because in the future, you are not sick. In the future, you're not old and broken down. You're not having to get up every morning and take medication to solve some problem. In the future, you are healthy. I know it. You don't have to try to figure out, okay, what am I still getting from this physical issue? It's about saying, I'm ready to let this go, and now I do it. Don't think about it. Don't wait till tomorrow. Don't get into the mind games. It's like, it is done now. Stop and take a deep breath in the moment and let the future go to work for you. And as that happens, and these energies of these old energies of physical issues start to go away, there is something that happens. It's very, I need you to feel into it. Don't get too mental, but there's something that happens going back to our Star Wars period where you were not yet fully crystallized in biology. There's a process back there, an evolutionary process that was eventually sped up by some other energy things that pushed you into this deep biology, deep state biology. But right now is the future of the healthy you comes into you right now as you say, I will not tolerate physical issues anymore. Something is happening back there in the past, in the quasi or the non-crystallized physical, and changing that. It's changing the far past so that you're not susceptible or vulnerable to the pains and the suffering of the physical body. You're changing your own master code from eons of time ago, long before Earth. And you're doing it right now. That's what you're here for, amongst other things, but to say it's time to let all that in right now. What is bespoken in the future? What is tailored for you by you in the future? And what is bespoken for you in the past? And let it occur right now. It's not a real hard job, but it takes getting out of this battleground of the mind and all the thinking and anxiety and taking on mass consciousness and everything else. It's as simple as just feel into that word, bespoken. It has many meanings. Bespoken means that you've tailored this for yourself. You've fashioned it for you. The future is the bespoken for you, and as is the past, is all tailored, designed. And right now is that time to realize it. Realizing and allowing, pretty much the same words. That's why I don't use the term enlightenment. I call it realizing. It's just allowing. There's no room for these physical issues. And you can change it right now. Absolutely. Don't get into your mind games. Don't ask 1,000 questions. Every time you ask a question, it goes out into your reality somewhere. Like a probe that goes out. And it's not going to come back until it's answered, but sometimes it takes eons of time. So stop asking all the damn questions and just allow right now. These physical issues have no place. Many of them were derived from the ancestors, some just from the crystallization process into biology. But like I said, the physical reality is not real complex. You're just made up basically of hydrogen, helium, hot air, and a little bit of oxygen. So stop thinking it's so big and complex. It's not. Let's go beyond that physical issues right now. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. we're going to enter our new series pretty soon, and we'll talk about more things. But you're going to apply the same thing to your financial abundance. You're going to apply it to just about anything in your life, in your life. Don't apply it to the planet. Don't apply it to your friends or your dog or anybody else. You can apply it to anything. It's time to let all that go. And it all comes under the category of suffering. If you're holding on to any form of suffering, you've been getting something from it. I don't know, was it make you feel good, happy, worthy, Christ-like? Would you like Jesus? A lot of suffering. It's like time to go beyond that. You're the one causing it. I don't want to hear any of you blame anything else. Yes, there are influences of mass consciousness, but you're buying into it, so you let that go now. Let's take a good deep breath. We bring this Merlin I Am series to a close, and I love endings, you know. Greatest joy I ever had in writing books or plays in any of my lifetimes was always that last page, the ending. It brought everything together, but more so I knew than every ending brings a new beginning, a transformation. That's what is happening right now. So we bring Merlin I Am to a close. What is Merlin? Merlin is the time traveler. Merlin's the one who realizes that there really is no past or no future. It's not linear. You can bring in anything from any time, whenever, however you want. You are no longer restricted. You're free to move about time. It's amazing. It's so liberating. What is Merlin? Merlin is understanding that, first of all, Merlin is not a name of just a being. Merlin is a title, and there have been many Merlins. I have been a Merlin, and now you become the Merlins. It's your title. Merlin means that everything is magical, but yet nothing is magical. Everything is magical because it's all part of your energy and your creation, but there's really no mystery in it. It's just hydrogen, helium, and oxygen. That's not real tough. There's no mystery in it. It's what do you want to do with the components? How do you want your consciousness to shine on your oxygen or your helium? And then watch how all the atomic structures start and form, and they cohese together to create a reality that you can go play in. A Merlin understands that you're not restricted by physical, unless you think you are. Merlin understands that suffering is, first of all, thank goodness, temporary. It's a bad phase you go through, and then you get over it. You realize that, okay, that suffering was kind of fun for a little while, but come on, we go way beyond it now. A Merlin understands that they don't have to be here on the planet. Every Merlin has faced that challenge. Should I stay or not? I'm now a Merlin. I'm sovereign in my own right. But do I stay? And that's one for all of you. But if you stay, don't keep holding on to old excuses. Don't keep holding on to physical issues. There's no reason for it. And perhaps, just perhaps, with what we do here going forward, just perhaps it could shine such a light on the planet that they wake up someday and say, why did we ever suffer? Why did we pass that on to our children and they pass it on to theirs? Why did we ever suffer? So that, my dear friends, a delight. Let's take a deep breath together and let's bring this I Am Merlin series to a close by accepting that you are the Merlins. You got it. It's yours. Let's being handed over to all of you. For most of the time on this planet, there's only been one living Merlin at a time, but now it's different. There are, well, thousands and thousands now, and maybe many more to come. So it's time for me to get back in my chariot and go back to the Ascended Masters Club, where I will talk about the delicious cake that I was so enticed with today, where I will talk about the fact that I didn't have to rant too much. I scared the hell out of you, thought I was really going to rant. And then some of you are going to afterwards go outside and say, well, I thought we'd get more of a rant. I thought that he would be worse. I kind of hope and wished. And it's like, yeah, you wished. You wished. With that, let's take a deep breath and realize that this is the fastest changing time in the history of this planet, but of any other civilization of creator beings. And you're right in the middle of it. I look at you and sometimes I wish I could wave the magic wand and get you to realize what you're really doing here. What you're really doing. It's not just about you and your life. It's about the planet. And it's about all of creation. Let's take a good deep breath, my dear friends. Everybody joining in. And remember that truly, as we go into sitting on our park benches, shining our light on the planet, that all is well in all of creation. Thank you.